You're listening to the National Pulse on SAFM.
By the way, have you been listening to the IFP election campaign? Because it's election season, all the parties want you to vote for. Have you been listening to that advert, and particularly the fact that the urging you to vote has come from the former leader, the late leader of the IFP, Dr. Mangosuthu Buthelezi? We'll talk about implications of that from a marketing and penetration point of view, not quite now, later on. Well, let's now talk about what's happening in Niger right now. The United States and Niger discussing plans to withdraw American troops from that nation. It's not yet formal. Big issues around that. And we thought, in fact, if you look at the entire Sahel region, right, there's been massive disruption. And the one thing in common with all those countries is, and predominantly French-speaking countries, former French colonies, many of them, wanting those colonies out and the level of influence out. So what does this all mean, okay? Let's speak to Dr. Olayinka Ajala, who's the Senior Lecturer in Politics and International Relations and Director of the African Research Initiative. That's at the Beckett University in Leeds. Dr. Ayala, good chatting to you, and you're live now on the National Pulse.
Yeah, hello, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Okay, so help us understand what's the issue here with a plan to have the American troops being planned to withdraw. What's the story?
Thank you. So the story is about the military junta in Niger asking the U.S. to U.S. military to leave the country. So this came after a couple of months after the coup in Niger, which happened in July 2023. So if we recall, last year, a few months after the coup, they had the French military to leave. And this also resulted in France closing their embassy in Niger. At that time, they did not tell the U.S. to leave, so they still maintain the level of relationship with the U.S. and with the U.S. military, especially around the drone base in Niger, which has been very useful for the United States. So recently, they also asked the U.S. military to leave, and earlier this month, we also woke up to the news of Russian forces or Russian military entering and setting up equipment in Niger for the first time.
What then is the motivation behind the withdrawal, and then you've suggested Russians could enter?
There are a couple of things. I think the first one was the fact that the U.S. for until October 2023 did not label this a coup. And the reason why the U.S. did not label the coup was because constitutionally, the U.S. would be obliged to withdraw some funding and a level of support to the Nigerian government. But after a lot of deliberation, in October, the U.S. labeled this a coup, and then withdrew most of the military support to the country. But more importantly, the U.S. also stopped sharing intelligence with the Nigerian government. And this, I think, was a big problem, because the question being asked in the country was, if you are not going to give us intelligence, so what is the point of having you in the country? So that was a very big issue for the Nigerian junta. And then also there was Russia also lurking in the corner, trying to build a stronger relationship with Niger. So this, you can label it as a direct swap. I'm swapping one major power for another.
Yeah, but isn't that strange? I mean, one thing is wanting to reduce the influence of one major power for all the meddling that many argue against, right? And then replacing it with another. And how does that suit Niger?
It suits their narrative, because the argument is that the U.S. and France especially have been in the country for a very long time, and there have not been a considerable decrease in the level of insurgency. So there is a clamor by the citizens, rightly so, for the government to fight insurgency and terrorist groups in the country. And there have been a lot of issues with human rights in the past, with the US and their allies refusing to supply some equipment based on perceived human rights abuses in the country. Working with Russia or even China, as the case may be, doesn't come with all these human rights conditions. So they decided to try some other allies who would give them more leeway and or maybe hopefully more weapons to be able to fight insurgencies without questions of human rights. This has been a major issue, even with Nigeria as well.
Well, I mean, to extend the conversation then to not just Niger, but beyond that, there are many countries sort of very neighbors or very close to Niger, and again, many of them former French colonies, right? And I see there's a clear agenda to basically get rid of the French colonial influence, not just in terms of army, but in terms of even in terms of the currency. I mean, what do you make about therefore these shifts that are taking place in that region?
Well, it's a very dramatic shift over a short period of time, and it all started with the coups. So we've seen a wave of coups in Guinea, Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger, and then more recently there was another one in Gabon. The Gabon is not officially classed as one of the Sahelian countries, but again, this the rise the sentiment against France has been growing for about a decade now. And this is primarily due to the large number of young people, more educated young people in the region. If you look at the demography of the Sahel, the median age, the average age is 18. And these young people are more educated, they are asking questions, they have access to social media, and they are putting pressure on their governments to change their standard of living or increase their standard of living, so to say. So we've seen that wave, and there was the rhetoric that one of the reasons why they've stagnated in development is because France has still hold has a lot of sway when it comes to this economy and security of the country. So this resulted in the anti-France sentiment, which then the military held on to and used as a justification to truncate democracies in the countries.
And that's where we will leave it. Appreciate your input and your insights that you've shared with us today, Dr. Olayinka Ajala, the Senior Lecturer in Politics and International Research, as well as Director of the African Research Initiative at the Leeds Beckett University.